to the junction to turn left into John Wilson Street. Looked to the left, literally 5 feet away, there was a car, a blue Vauxhall, if I'm not mistaken, had crashed into like a signpost. And to the left of the car, up against the wall, there was two guys with this, we now know the victim, on the floor. We thought they were like trying to help him. We thought he was involved in this crash or some sort. My partner next to me, we got out of the car to see. A bit nervous.
Well, take your time, James, because I mean, clearly, it's a terrible thing to have witnessed. So don't worry about it.
We were waiting to turn out, and we see the two guys with the victim, which we now know the victim. What we thought they were helping him.
Yeah.
But next thing you know, my partner, she let out an almighty scream. We then saw, clearly, two knives, a meat cleaver, and they weren't little small knives, they were like big kitchen knives you'd use like in a butcher's. They were hacking at this poor guy, literally.
I mean, we heard from someone that someone else described it as a samurai sword. Now,
there's
a big difference between that and a meat cleaver.
No, there's no samurai sword there. We saw the whole incident. They were hacking at the poor guy. We thought they were trying to remove organs or something. They were just hacking at him, chopping him, cutting him. And we jumped out of the car and shouted. I jumped out as well. One of the black guys went to the crashed car, got in the front, pulled out a bag. He pointed a gun at us. We shouted, my partner, get in the car. He was waving his gun around. I then moved the car up the road. I then got on the phone to the police, 999.
Yeah.
I called them. I said, you need armed response. You need police. You need someone here. These two guys are chopping this guy to pieces, literally hacking at something. Like it was a piece of meat. These two guys were crazy. They just were not there. They were just animals. They then dragged the poor guy. He was obviously dead. There's no way a human could take that, what they did to him. They dragged him from the pavement and dumped his body in the middle of the road and just left his body there. They then went back to the path. They're standing there, all with a knife in the hand, waving the gun about. I'm on the phone to the police saying, you need to get them here. Where are they? They took 20 minutes to arrive at the police, the armed response.
And were there any other police there before the armed response?
There was police at the ends of roads. They weren't coming because I think, fair enough, they had a firearm. We could see police, but there was no police in the vicinity of the armed of these attackers.
And what about other members of the public? I mean, you were there. How many other people witnessed this?
There was only a few people at first because it must have just started to happen because there wasn't many people there, but then traffic started to build up because people getting out of the cars to shout at them and shouting at them to stop and things like that. But they were taking no notice. They were standing there. I think they were pleased, proud of what they were doing. When they dumped the body in the road, these two black guys, they had the opportunity to hurt other people if they wanted to, because there was brave women with the dead guy on the floor. They were like basically trying to not protect him, but like shielding and covering him, keep him close to him. The attackers with the knives, they were standing over these women. If they had the opportunity to stab somebody else, they would have done that as well. They were walking across the road. People filming it on their phones. The guy with the gun, the tall guy with the beanie cap on, even the bus had pulled up. He was going over to the bus and asking people to take his photo.
Well, let's get this straight. One of the attackers was going over to a bus and asking people to take his photo.
He was getting people to take photos of him. He was standing there praised, like take photos of me. This is me. I want to be, as if he wants to be on TV. Or he's nothing proud of what he's done to this poor guy. The guy looked like he was young. He had a Hell for Heroes T-shirt on. There's rumours going about saying that he was a soldier, which we don't know. That's just rumours. But then, I was walking up and down with the gun and the knives, and they had opportunities. If they wanted to run off, they had to run off. But they were waiting for something, and it turned out they were waiting for the police to arrive, the armed police, because as soon as the police come flying around the corner, the man with the beanie hat, the tall guy, he charged at the police response vehicle. A shot was fired by the other guy with the gun. Next thing you know, the police jumped out, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's a bit hazy, there were 6 shots fired. Both men went down. And we now know that they were dead. They're dead as well.
How old were they?
I'd say mid-20s.
And the victim? Like,
sorry?
Do you know how old the victim was?
I didn't go that close to him, but he was young. I'd say 20, between 20 and 25. He looked young, poor fella. It's just sad. Thoughts to his family. If anyone knows who he is, you know, it's just horrendous to see that in broad daylight at 20 past 2 in the afternoon.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just shaking us up.
I mean, a terrible thing for anyone to witness. I mean, how's your partner bearing up?
She's hysterical. She's got her friends come up now. I was taking her to work, and she's hysterical. I'm really worried about her now. She can't believe what I saw.
Well, I think, James, take your time to recover from this, because it's whenever anyone witnesses a major incident like this, it obviously can be traumatic. You're clearly probably suffering from a little bit of an aftershock from it. I mean, the scene at on the street, I mean, was it sort of complete chaos? Were people shouting and shrieking at these two guys?
People shouting at them, yep. There was so many people there I'd say 10 minutes after we arrived, after we saw it happening. About 10 minutes after that, there was a good hefty crowd there. There was quite loads of people there filming it and things like that, shouting at them. But they were taking no notice. They were oblivious to anything. They were just more worried about getting the photos taken, walking up and down the road. And they had no intentions of running off or leaving or anything. In my opinion, they were waiting for the police to arrive to be shot by police. That's the only thing I can think. And you know, it's just horrendous what they were doing to the guy. It's something like you'd see in a horror movie.
It makes you wonder sort of whether it was just they decided to do this and picked on anybody, or whether it was completely premeditated, or they just planned the whole thing. I mean, it's too early to speculate, I suppose.
But, we didn't obviously see the car crash, but when we pulled up, we saw the car up in the front end of the signpost. And it looked like pretty bad damage. It ripped the car off. But so we obviously thought that the guy was driving the car. They helped him out, and they was helping him. But when we saw them, I just can't describe. They were just, it's just digging him, horrendous. It was, and I know it's just after 4, but the blood, the pool of blood just trickling down the road, down the pavement, part just everywhere. And then the air ambulance arrived, landed in, it was just outside a primary school as well, just outside the primary school. And they come out of school an hour later. They would have witnessed, if it was any later, they would have seen all this. The air ambulance had to land in their school. They tried to save the white guy that was stabbed. But we asked the police why they're doing that. They said they have to try still. So that's fair enough. I mean, make as much effort. But then they went over to try to save the black guys, which they obviously, there's no way they were getting up from what happened to them. But it's just horrendous what we saw today. And I lived in Woolwich all my life, and it's just gone. It's just it's horrendous around here now. Shootings after shootings and stabbings. It's just, I don't know what this world's coming to.
Well, shootings and stabbings have increased in the last few years.
All the time in Woolwich. You hear it all the time.
Why is that? Is it gang-related?
I don't know. I hardly go out anymore down there or anything now. Well, I've lived here so long, you know where to stay clear of now, because of you just get attacked for no reason now on the streets. It's horrendous. I just could not believe it took 20 minutes for the police to arrive to take these two guys down. You know,